Welcome. This is Punch Panorama. I am Rachel Afolabi. Today, we'll take a look at the topic, success is and has an attitude. So, ladies and gentlemen, you'll be wondering, why are we discussing success today? Okay, so, a post surfaced in the socials and the man wrote, men are afraid of successful women. And of course, there were diverse comments, and most of the comments really tilted around how people change when they become successful, or how their attitude changes, how their demeanor and everything around them changes when they become successful. So we thought to look at the topic without necessarily stereotyping to any gender, male or female, at the attitude that comes with success. So once again, our topic today is success is and has an attitude. Ladies and gentlemen, what exactly is success? So if you did a dictionary search online, you find out that success is simply the accomplishment of an aim or purpose or a goal. And it could be synonymous with the word favorable, positive outcome. Okay, so it's just basically achieving something that you intended. So maybe it's a sport, it's an academic task, it's a job role, it's a business idea. The fact that you were able to achieve your intended purpose means you were successful. So you wouldn't always be the wealthiest man in the world, you know, but by your standards, achieving what you set out to do makes you successful. Now, what exactly is attitude? Dictionary also defines attitude as, on the other hand, as a person's way of thinking, which is typically reflected in that person's behavior. So basically, your attitude just tells us how you're thinking. So if you eventually became successful, it meant that something changed in your thought process. Ladies and gentlemen, would we therefore say that people should then be afraid of those who eventually emerge successful? Maybe it meant that those who feel that you're afraid of them didn't change in their minds. As if you did a study on what eventually makes people successful, most of the sites you find and the reports you find and the responses are basically around attitude, the success that comes with it, the behavioral pattern that comes with success, and how you just change as a person. So you'd agree with me that the reason people are afraid of you because you're successful or you've achieved something is because many people don't achieve anything, or it's a bit difficult to be successful in life. Okay, and what you find is a lot of people are either average or mediocre. Now, if you remember a story, a book titled Gifted Hands, there was a man by name Dr. Ben Carson. He was a young man at the time. He must be an old man now. He's a neuroscientist who told us about how he was very dull as a young boy. And simply because his mom changed his reading pattern to reading 2 hours a day and consistently reading two hours a day, moved from the bottom of the class to the top. Now, do you expect, ladies and gentlemen, that when he eventually became top of class to continue to be friends with those at the bottom? No, because his attitude has changed. Even his thought process must have changed. And it's only logical that he begins to move with champions like him. Of course, he eventually became a champion, became one of the world's best neurologists that we still celebrate till date. It's just simply because somebody took a step. So in summary, ladies and gentlemen, if you did a study, we found a site by name www.mindful.com, which is a personal development site, and it talks about those who eventually become successful had self-improvement and personal development strategies. And they mentioned 5 major attitudes of success, meaning there's a possibility mindset. Despite all the limitations there are, you still decide to be better. Secondly is self-reliance. You know that you are your best source, meaning there's, even if you have all the degrees in the world, you still have to put yourself to work. Okay, and they believe commitment is also another attitude to success, where you're determined to persevere through the thick and thin, through the tough times, through the good and bad times. Okay, and then there's a growth mindset, where you tell yourself you have to learn every day, you have to become better every day, and finally you must work hard. Now, the site says when you put all of these 5 attitudes together, there is no way you would not emerge successful. Ladies and gentlemen, should you emerge successful in your life, either in a sport or something that you do and people are afraid of you, don't worry. If they say you won't find a husband because you're a woman, you will find a husband in that space of successful people that you are, who wouldn't pull you down to that regressive life and ensure that both of you forge ahead together. Thank you very much for listening. I'm Rachel Afolabi. Enjoy. Let's be successful.